Hello, Chris?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yes, Chris.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. thank God we can hear you. Fantastic that you're on the show with us. Let me introduce you to Jane Burgermeister from Austria. Jane, like yourself, is a tremendously fearless investigative reporter, from my opinion. I wanted to have you two both on the show to compare some notes, because as I read Jane's writings and I peruse your website, I see much of the same threads coming out with the same criminal elements together, okay? And we're really talking about a worldwide criminal cartel here. I listened to the show
this far, and it's fascinating.
Yes, and so give us a background of your emphasis. Your latest is a fascinating document showing the criminal cartel connections to the GM bankruptcy, and of course I'm sure there's ties there to Chrysler as well. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, my latest piece, my articles are now carried on my website, olin.com. My latest piece is about the bankrupting of General Motors, and I point out the key people who were involved in this bankrupting, because it wasn't something that happened by accident. The company was actively and literally bankrupted by people who had taken over the finances. And these are the same people.
Well, we lost. We appear to have lost him again. Doggone it. Fantastic. Christopher, I guess you're back. We lost you for a few minutes. I hope you heard what was being said. Care to comment, Chris? Go ahead with your thoughts, Chris.
Well, I lost you, and then I waited for a call back. I didn't hear what was said in the last minute or two, a couple minutes.
Well, we just basically you were basically cut off in mid sentence, where you were starting to name some names of who was responsible for forcing the bankruptcy of GM.
Yes. Well, you know, General Motors has a banking section, was GMAC, General Motors Acceptance Corporation, and this was a company that lent Larry Silverstein about $800 million. When he had his bid to take over the World Trade Center in April of 2001.
Now, hold on right there. The GMAC that funded that the Silverstein leverage purchase?
Yes, sir. Yes. GMAC sold bonds and raised something like $800 million, and this was the money that Larry Silverstein had in his bid. This was the financial backing for his bid to take the World Trade Center. Of course, it's very complicated, the process by which Larry Silverstein got the World Trade Center, but GMAC was the funding.
Wow, something is not right here. But we keep losing Chris. Christopher, are you still with us now?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, yes, Christopher. I hope we can keep the connection intact. You have some incredible information for us concerning General Motors. Go ahead and finish your thoughts.
Yeah, let me tell you, it doesn't take very much to figure this out. General Motors, GMAC, the company that gave Larry Silverstein the money, in 2006 was taken over by Mr. Merkin. Jacob Ezra Merkin. He was the partner of Bernard Madoff.
Wow.
Mr. Merkin, he, with his company Cerberus, was 51% holder of GMAC, the General Motors banking company, which is supposed to give loans to people to buy cars. And when Mr. Feinberg and Mr. Merkin took over, they made it very difficult. The credit requirements became very difficult, and that depressed domestic car sales for General Motors.
Uh-huh. There it is again.
Hello?
We talked in the first hour.
I wanted to point this out, though, is that the person who was running GMAC since 2006, the chairman, the CEO, is Jacob Ezra. Ezra Merkin, and Jacob Ezra Merkin is the partner of Bernard Madoff. He lost over $3 billion, at least, through his own funds to Bernie Madoff. So you want to ask, where did the GMAC money go? Where did General Motors go? The money go? A lot of it probably went to Bernard Madoff.
Well, that's another question. Where did Bernie Madoff's billions go? That's still in a black hole somewhere, is it?
Yes, and what's really disturbing is that when he was in trial the last time, in court the last time, they said that that might be the last time that the public ever hears anything about it, because they pushed away the conspiracy charges. They took Mr. Madoff at his word that he had no cohorts or fellow conspirators. But clearly, Mr. Merkin, who was the chairman of the – was the CEO of –
There we go again, just at a critical point where we get the information. Somebody turns a switch on Mr. Boland's cell phone. Christopher, is he back? He's back with us. What's your take on that, the $130 billion going across the border from Italy into Switzerland?
Yeah, well, if those are genuine documents, it's just another sign of the huge ripoffs that are happening of the American government and the Treasury. I mean, we've lost billions and billions and billions of dollars in these bailouts of companies like General Motors and AIG, Morris Greenberg's company. Hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars have been thrown away.
Right. Well, so we have this money. You know, it's funny, though. It's really just strokes of computer entries, right? I mean, these bailouts, it's kind of ridiculous. The one fraudulent entity called the Federal Reserve just happens to punch a few computer entries, and suddenly everybody's awash in black ink. But the ownership transfers from private hands to cartel hands masquerading as government agencies. To me, that's what's happening. Your comments, Christopher, still with us? Well, sounds like we've lost him dead air again.